Welcome to the Jam Notes Podcast.
Welcome to the Jam Notes Podcast.
I am your host, Benjamin Durge.
He's your host, Benjamin Durge.
Yeah, and we've been jamming. This is the guitar host, Nick Ring. He hosts the jams.
That's what I do.
So we're doing the birthday song today.
Yeah.
This is an actual song, kind of. Not just a jam.
This is our song. We wrote.
Yes.
In high school.
High school. 2007-6. One of those?
2007-6.
Yeah.
That's right. It was that year.
Yeah.
And, I remember writing this in your backyard at your parents' place.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In Montgomery Village.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can get more into it. Unlike our other jams, we have actually played this song multiple times, or attempted it multiple times. One of the rare, ones we got in our wheelhouse or toolbox.
I guess we've only talked about jamming on the podcast, but we wrote an album and recorded it in high school.
Yeah.
And we had a bunch of songs and then certain jams that we would repeat for ourselves and to perform.
If I remember, there was two versions of the album. The second one better than the other. And I only have a surviving copy of the first draft.
Yeah, we need to track down.
Yeah, so I don't know how much it, but yeah, that was about not bad stuff on there. I remember recording over the falls at 3 o'clock in the morning at my parents' house.
Yeah, a lot of it was recorded at your parents' house.
Yeah, but that one specifically, yeah. Well, anyway, so this recording was July 2022, so well over a decade after all that stuff we were just talking about.
Yeah, we were actually trying to repeat it and see if it was worth, putting down, formulating for a recording, which we still might do.
Maybe, yeah. And yeah, we were...
This was, in progress.
We were talking about shaping songs at this point, I think.
Yeah. Trying to do things, specific things, rather than just,
Damn it.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Bullshit. Okay, well, why don't you push play?
All right.
And I will talk about the bullshit.
Well, what if we talk about bullshit?
You got your bull. He poops. You got your bullshit.
So chill. Just fucking chilling on that.
This is a good one. I can almost remember doing this.
This song on his birthday.
might have to try this again today.
You like it? Yeah, let's do it. Why not? Yeah.
Senior year, he was like, you like Tool? You smoke cigarettes? Like, that was it.
Yeah. Yeah, he was fucking... He was cool. Yeah. He was into communism. He was into Rage Against the Machine. He was into,
he went like, blind fucking... for a day. I still think of that.
Yeah.
Remember that? He just... went blind. He put goggles on and
yeah, so
blind.
He put on these goggles that made him blind for a day. He carried around the stick to help him feel his way around, and like it was part of a project for like psychology class or something.
Was it for a class or was it just one of his own social experiments?
No, I think it was for a class, but it was like intense. It was
he was taking it seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a cool dude.
Yeah.
For as much as I knew him. We got our Fridays.
Yep.
Fridays. Get stoned before the school on a Friday.
And I think we went microwave blunts, I remember. Because that'll do the trick.
Okay, so there was the freezing of the blunts and the microwaving of the blunts.
Yeah. No, they were in tandem.
Yeah.
You'd microwave it, and then you'd freeze it.
Why did you microwave it?
I don't know.
Was that drying out? Was that drying?
It's supposed to do something. But if you didn't put it in there with some water, it would, like, start zapping the microwave. I remember telling you that, like, put some water in there, and then the microwave will stop cooking itself.
Then we would freeze it so it burns slower, I guess is the theory.
It'd dry it out and then burn slower. It was
sometimes,
a different time.
Sometimes you seal it with honey.
Yeah, that might actually be.
Or lace it with Adderall.
That never happened. What are you talking about?
I don't even
Why
think
would
that,
you even do that?
I don't think that would scientifically do anything. But I don't know. Song like?
Yeah, we actually sound like we know what we're doing.
It's very strange.
Flabbergasted. Wow, and an ending.
It's coherent as shit. What? What do you guys think?
Two in a row. Yeah! It did feel good. There were two or three times.
You slipped.
I slipped. Ah, don't be so hard on yourself, old Ben. You did great.
Wouldn't that be young Ben?
No, he's the old Ben. But he's younger. But he's the old one. I'm the new me. I might be older,
young,
but I'm new.
Young old
he's,
new Ben.
He's the old one, but he's younger. There's a difference.
I don't know. Seems pretty... young, spirited, carefree.
Don't we all? In this economy?
In this? Now there's like 23 minutes of silence on this recording.
Oh, well, in that case, all right, let's plug things that we can plug in January of 2025. I might have a new novel coming out soon.
What's it called?
Nothing. Remember Me Nothing.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
You're putting it out in January?
No. But if this comes out in January, it might be coming out soon.
Okay, because I'm reading that right now.
Yes.
And
although you were leading the race. Yeah, you were leading the race. Someone might have caught up with you.
Who?
The wife, the spouse. Yeah. And then I don't know where my dad is. So we got a three-legged horse race.
Yeah. She didn't give you a page number?
I got an idea. Okay. Still behind you, I think.
Yeah, I haven't picked it up for a week or two.
And then my dad's
like,
the crab.
I was doing really good.
My dad's the crab shoot. Who knows where he's at or if he's even reading it. So what could you plug?
I could imagine. I won't talk about your book right now. But so I got shows that are happening right now, but in the future, you know,
Probably Jack Funk album coming out very soon.
We're working on so many different recordings right now. We've got a single that's like ready to go. I'm working on getting art for it.
Nice.
The main artist that I was talking to is being like kind of standoffish, and I don't know if I should bail and look for another artist. And I do have a backup artist that I have been talking to.
I'll doodle for free. I'm gonna doodle.
That's helpful, but that's not what I want for.
No, I hear you.
For this, I think we should have your doodles back there.
There are some doodles. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so we got a single like locked and loaded, and then we have a bunch of other like demos all at various stages, like on the way to done. And so there should be a Jack Funk album.
There was an EP. Some point. I have the EP.
There are two EPs. There's the Good EPs. For Your Soul EP and yes. It's That Time EP. Both okay. are available on all digital streaming platforms across the internet.
I'll sign my copy and not sell it.
I don't know what that means, but we've got more stuff coming up that we've been producing, and I don't know, we got it's shows, great,
but there has,
and we're trying to trying to ramp up for next year. I'm like trying to do the booking thing.
Has there been a full album?
No.
Okay, but do you have the material?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
So much. Yeah. It's just like
is it that there's too much songs, you don't know which ones to put on the album, and you also don't want to overlap with the EPs?
It's really hard to answer that question. I would say that we're producing it ourselves.
Yeah. Well,
one of the members is the main project holder of all the audio files and like okay. who's doing what. And like, it's kind of his motivations kind of direct the rest of us because he's like making the files, you know, like if we have these demos like closer to ready. And he's excited about those. He'll probably work on those ones and like push them to the front. So albums, this part should probably just get cut.
No, we should keep going. This is the best part, I think.
I've been writing like concept albums for Jack Funk the whole time. They should be concept albums.
Mm-hmm.
Two that we've mostly focused on. The one that should come out first, or is more demonstrative of the world of Jack Funk, is being blended with the second one, which is more about the people in the world. And it like has more like current social commentary and like
Do you want them blended, or do you like them?
It's all the same story, honestly.
Okay.
So, like, the crossover is not terrible, but how I wrote them and, like, the keys of the songs and, like, there was interplay between certain things. And I had it all, like, stacked and planned out. And just, like, over time and different evolutions of the band and different band members and everyone's motivations and excitement about different songs and, like, everything keeps getting rewritten.
You know... This is why I write books.
Yeah, bands are weird, man.
People can have their input, but it's my book.
And that's kind of how Jack Funk is. Like, it's my book, but okay. I've got, like, a lot of painters or a lot of...
Editors.
Storytellers within yeah. my book. Yeah, it's more of a Bible, I would say. And I'm, like... A King James or what have you.
I would like a
King Jack.
King Jack. I would like a full Jack Funk album. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Well, that, yeah. It's definitely a concept. There are many concepts in the world of Jack Funk. If you haven't checked us out yet, please. We're on all the platforms, like I said. Yeah. I made a really cool edit of the movie Metropolis to our latest single, which is now a year old. But, you know, we're still producing and everyone's having babies and, like, we just got back at it for the year in August. And so, like, hopefully 2025, we're like super busy. I'm booking now. I want to do lots of stuff, festivals and shows all over as much as I can.
All right. I like it.
Yeah. And I'll finish your book.
And if you don't want to read my book or go to any shows, you can read my poetry book, which must have come out by now. It's called The Sun Will Eat You Too. Because it will.
So comforting. All right, y'all.
Bye.